Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience and those tuning in online. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm excited to welcome Ms. Lucy Rose Fisher to our program today. She, along with her brother, Jerry A. Rose, have presented an amazing book of not only his own journey in war, but also in life and what he was able to learn from others as well as from the world around us. The book is called The Journalist, Life and Loss in America's Secret War. We'll talk to Ms. Fisher not only about what it was like for her to be able to share a bit of her brother's journey, but also what it was like for her also to be able to talk to people who knew her brother, knew his work, and now to be able to share that with all of you. If you guys are just now hearing about the book, of course I'll let you know how to get your own copy of it. But Ms. Fisher, thank you so much today for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, the pleasure is definitely all mine. The thing that really struck me, and we can begin the conversation here, is we're able to, in this book, to really get a glimpse of your brother's life as he was out. I mean, literally being able to see what was happening in war, but also being able to share some amazing stories and observations along the way. What was it like for you to help to put this book together and now to share it with the rest of us?
It was a very long journey. My brother died in a plane crash in Vietnam almost 55 years ago. So it took me a long time to get this book together based on his letters and journals and other writings. And it was really, it's been an amazing and very long experience. He was a journalist in the very early years of the Vietnam, what became the American Vietnam War.
I think the thing that really struck me is the way that the book is presented, Ms. Fisher, is that he's not only talking about, as I mentioned, what he saw in war, but the observations of people, getting to know people. I mean, does that kind of, because I know one of the things you mentioned in the book is that you did, you know, your own conversations with people who knew your brother. What was it like for you to see his love of people come through?
That was pretty amazing. But obviously, I knew him. Mm-hmm. My brother was 11 years older than I, so he was a big brother and sort of my hero as I was growing up. And he was the kind of person that would get to know people. He could know anybody, was everybody, you know, from high diplomats to, you know, just people on the street, and he kind of attracted people to him. And so I began this book, more than 25 years ago, when some of his colleagues were still alive. And I interviewed about 24 of his friends and colleagues then. Now most of them are gone. One that is still alive is Daniel Ellsberg, who was famous for the Pentagon Papers, or infamous for some people. Who really, you know, who knew him briefly at the end of my brother's life, but saw my brother as a mentor. And it's been a kind of long and amazing journey. It's for me, it's been writing this book with my brother, despite the fact that he's a ghost. So it's like a ghost writing with a whole new meaning.
Well, I think it has to be, you know, one thing, I mean, for to have him as a brother, I mean, and as a subject in this undertaking, Ms. Fisher, had to be an extraordinary thing. But also, I was curious when I was prepping for this segment, as I was reading the book, here you are being able to see yourself through his eyes in a sense as well. I mentioned to you before you went on here, one of the most powerful things that comes toward the end of the book is that great letter to you, but there's also the visit that you were able to pay with him and you all looking at the work. And talk to us about that. What was that reflection like for you to think about your own memories and being able to see how he looked at his work and looked at war?
It was a challenge because my brother knew so much. He so intimately knew the whole Vietnam scene, and I had to know it by reading his work and trying to understand what it was that he was seeing. he was a wonderful writer. Interestingly, you know, he went to Vietnam initially to teach at a university there and then sort of almost drifted into a job as a journalist. But he was really good at it. And he was publishing in the major news venues of the day, Time, New York Times, and then smaller things, New Republic, Reporter. He also did his own photography. He was a writer and a visual artist, a painter. And so photography was something that he really, that you can't sort of express over the radio, but he was a wonderful photographer as well. And that was very unusual for the time because most journalists would be journalists and, you know, the writers would be writers and photographers would be photographers, but he did both.
Right. Do you find, and not to put you on the spot here, Ms. Fisher, but, I mean, it is something that's in the book. There is that one passage where your brother talks about, you know, hearing you doing your work on the typewriter. I know you know the scene I'm talking about. And you're expressing to him about what you were able to see and the feeling of helplessness. But it seems like in that chapter, we really get to see the connection the two of you have, not just to each other, but also to others, wanting to help others. Do you feel as though when you got to that part of the book, you really did see how, in your own ways, the two of you were doing your part to be able to make sure other people were seen and that they could be helped and be acknowledged?
I think he was ambitious for his own work, but he really had a very great love for Vietnam, for the Vietnamese people. He had, as you know, he had a blood brother who was Vietnamese and was sort of adopted into a Vietnamese family. And whatever he did, he was really concerned about helping the Vietnamese people. He was also a patriotic American. I mean, he was concerned about America and what America was doing and the problems that America was having and the things he saw that were wrong in the way the American government was going about things. So he saw it as his role to do his part by telling the truth, by bringing out the truth.
Right. Well, I tell you, that is, I think, the amazing thing, and I think that's one of the things that would draw people into this book. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Ms. Lucy Rose Fisher to our program. We're talking about the book featuring her brother, Jerry A. Rose, called The Journalist, Life and Loss in America's Secret War, being able to share a bit of his story and also that of her own as well. If you all are just now hearing about the book, I will let you know how to get your copy of it. I want to talk about, again, your part in this as well, Ms. Fisher, because, again, we're able to see, you know, even in your putting this book together, and you even talk about in the book about it being a long process. Did you feel a necessity to get it right? Is that one of the things that kind of made you want to take your time with it?
Yes, and it's different. This is my sixth book, but this is different from other books I've written. And it was a challenge. I also decided to write it in his voice. Initially, I had an early draft that was a biography, but then I decided, because I wanted to really use as much of his writing, he's a wonderful writer, use as much of his
right.
as I could and fill in what I had to. But the almost haunting thing about it, it was as if he trained me. My brother he read poetry to me when I was a very little girl. He read Shakespeare to me when I was a little girl. He critiqued my writing. I would send him little poems. He would critique it. And it was as if he trained me to do this for him, to write a book that he would have written if he had survived. So I really felt like we were doing this as a collaboration. I was doing it for him. So it's kind of a love story in that sense, too.
Yeah. Well, I think that is so true. And I think it also reminds us all about how we can find a way to do our part, right? And I think that's one of the interesting things that comes through, even in what you were able to do, in being able to find a way to be able to use your voice, in this case, in the book, you know, through writing to be able to help others, and people can kind of do that too. Is that one of the hopes that you have of people who read the book like myself, that we will look for ways in the world that we can be able to be able to make a difference as your brother and you have been able to do?
Well, thank you for that. Yes, I think so. I mean, we live in the time that my brother was living was also a difficult time, and the war that he witnessed, the very beginnings of that war, the kind of underbelly of what was going on, was a very difficult time. Today we're living in a very difficult time too, and it's a time that's particularly when journalists are at risk. And so, you know, part of the message here is this is the story of a journalist who risked his life to tell the truth. I think there were something like 170 journalists who died in the Vietnam War. And there are many journalists today who are at risk for their careers, who are at risk for their lives, covering different situations. I mean, just in the news today, what's happening in Hong Kong. So,
right.
Yes, that's part of the message of it, too.
Do you feel as though...
Right.
No, I totally agree with that. Do you also feel as though for you, I mean, that again, talking about the connection you had, you know, with your older brother, was realizing the power of words? Because it seems like you both, even though you had different paths, you both appreciated that. Is that also part of the connection that you think really comes out in this book about realizing that words can make a difference?
I absolutely agree with that. And that was really the mission of his life, whether he was writing fiction, because he did write some fiction as well, but the journalism became very powerful for him. It was a way, he talked about being able to speak to the world, that he was there. He was able to see things and experience things and write about them in a way that people could understand. And so, yes, words are very powerful. And in my small way, that's what I see for myself as well.
Well, I think that's the thing. And I think, too, and you brought this up, and it actually comes out in the chapter 1962 to 1964 in a conversation with Kay in the book. You know, the chapter is chapter 73, Christmas Eve. And, you know, really his idea of success, it was not about fame. It's very obvious in reading this book. It was not about fame. It was not about notoriety. It really was about making a difference. What was that like for you to see as part of his legacy?
Well, being able to appreciate him in a way, I mean, I loved him. I adored him. In some ways, I worshipped him. You know, he was my big brother. He was 11 years older and so talented and so interested in the world. But working on this book, I began to see him in even a deeper way. And and appreciate what he was trying to do, that it was interesting when after he died, another journalist, a colleague of his, Malcolm Brown, wrote an obituary for him in the Saturday Evening Post, and made a comment that it takes all kinds of heroes to make a war. And I think in a way, you know, the work that he did, I always knew the sadness that he had died, but in a way, what he did was heroic, you know. And I think that's true for many journalists today, that what they do is really so important for our society.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, this book I think is definitely important and timely too, and it goes to that old saying about, you know, everything happening for a reason. Sometimes timing really is everything. And I think now is the time that we can appreciate the life and stories of your brother, Jerry Rose, but also, you know, your memories and being able to share that now with all of us. Again, everyone, Lucy Rose Fisher has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Ms. Fisher. The book is called The Journalist, Life and Loss in America's Secret War with her brother, Jerry A. Rose. The book's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You guys can head over there to be able to get it for yourself. It's published by Spark Press. And Ms. Fisher, is there a place that you would like to direct people to stay connected with you?
Yes, I have a website. I'm also, like my brother, a writer and an artist. And my website is Lucy Rose Designs, and it's, there's an S at the end of designs, .com, LucyRoseDesigns.com. And I'd love to hear from people. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you again for the time. I really do appreciate that. And looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. Let's make it a great one.